Next up, we have someone who I can describe very honestly as my better half. And I've had the privilege of working with him over the past year on a CD and really seeing him come up with very inventive guitar parts. And I have to say, he's got the patience of a saint. And he's incredibly, incredibly talented. I know you're going to enjoy his performance. Please welcome John Loretz.
Gulp.
Where's Emilio? Emilio always asks me if I'm going to do a Dylan song. And lately I always say no. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll give Emilio a Dylan song. So I went downstairs. I even had Steve help me make sure I knew the lyrics on his iPhone or whatever that is. But now Emilio's not here.
But we're here. We're
so I'm going to go back to plan A. And amazingly, it's the same key. So, huh? I'm going to do what Paul wants. Tricks when you try to be so quiet. We sit here stranded. We're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds her hand full of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined. And these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls, they whisper of escapades out on the D-train. You can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them who should be insane. She's all right, she's just near. She's delicate, she seems like the mirror. She just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face. Where these visions of Johanna have now taken my place. Now, little boy love, he takes himself so seriously. He brags of his misery. He likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of her farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. How can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museum, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. Like Louise always says, something I knew. See the primitive wallflower freeze, where the jelly-faced women all sneeze. See the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find the words. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. And these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. Peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him. Sing, name me someone who's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, as she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once had flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road, writing, everything's been returned which was owed. On the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play, the skeleton keys and the rain. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful performance by John Loretz. Thank you so much. Again, I'm